From 1960 to 1982, Deshrat Manji carved a 360-foot-long, 30-feet-high, and 30-feet-wide tunnel through a mountain in India's Rajir Hills, alone, with only a hammer and chisel. Why? Why did he persist for so long in this lonely, strenuous task? It was personal. The dangerous mountain he chiseled apart had killed his wife. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Parcast original. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast originals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no better feeling than a personal win, and the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
In 1934, Deshrat Manji was born into the lowest Indian caste, the Muzahar. This, sadly, meant his life would most likely be nasty, brutish, and short. The only work in his village, Jalore, that a man from his caste could find was farm labor. But that work wasn't actually even in his village. It was in another village, on the other side of a mountain. Every day, he either hikes a treacherous mountain pass, or he has to walk 35 miles around the mountain each way. Despite his dire circumstances, he manages to find love, get married, and have a son. And his wife soon becomes pregnant with a second child. And one day, his very pregnant wife sets out to bring Deshrat some food and water while he works, but she slips on the mountain pass and is gravely injured. The only way to the nearest hospital is to go through the mountains. With her injuries, she can't make it, and she doesn't get medical care in time. And she dies after giving birth on her deathbed to a baby girl. Deshrat is, of course, devastated. The mountain has killed his wife. The government continues to reject his request to carve a road through these mountains. He knows more will die due to injuries and distance from hospitals. In 1960, Deshrat decides he'll build the road himself. He's so extremely poor, he has to sell his goats to buy a hammer and a chisel. Rudimentary tools in hand, he starts chipping away at the mountain, slowly carving a tunnel, working completely alone. He knows it's going to take many years. But Deshrat doesn't care. He perseveres day after day. He won't even remarry. He doesn't have time. He has to keep digging. At one point, Jalore faces a drought. While most locals evacuate, Deshrat stays, drinking dirty water, eating literal leaves, and continuing with his mission. Obviously, he's going through some form of extreme grief. And for a time, his fellow villagers feel sorry for him. But after a while, his neighbors begin to think he's crazy. They start to openly mock him. His own father tries to convince him to please give up, to move somewhere where he can better provide for his two children. But Deshrat refuses. At one point, his father even takes his kids away from him, but he still won't stop. Then in 1982, 22 years after he cut the first stone, Deshrat finishes the tunnel through the mountain. He makes it to the other side. Deshrat Manji has eliminated a huge portion of the mountain. What used to be a treacherous pass is now a gap of over 10,000 square feet in the middle of stone. Finally, after 22 years of being the local crazy man, he's recognized as a hero. The previous 35-mile walk can now be done in 3 miles, which is still quite the walk, in my opinion, but much better. Deshrat is suddenly famous. He becomes the subject of a Bollywood film. He's even featured on some of India's stamps. His path is now an official road, with a gate bearing his name marking the entrance. His village, which has also been renamed after him, take that, mocking neighbors, has recently opened a hospital bearing his name as well. He did it. He got his wish. No one will ever die the way his wife died again. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast originals, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on Deshrat Manji, we found the coverage by One India and writer Niraj Bali incredibly helpful. And you can find more about me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is executive produced by Max Cutler and is a Parcast Studios original. It was created by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Kevin McAlpine. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff and Maggie Admire. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.